Welcome to the Recapture Your Life podcast with Steve Crenshaw.
Welcome back to the Recapture Your Life podcast. This week, we're going to be talking about personal growth and development. Personal growth can mean different things depending on what stage you are in your life. If you're leaving school and starting a new job, you'll need to learn and grow into that job. But if you want to grow beyond the job into a leadership position or a new career or even entrepreneurship, you have to look outside the role of a job and grow in other areas of your life. Like most people, I've started down the road to growth in different areas and then stopped. I come from a family of very talented musicians and singers, but I stopped playing instruments and practicing as soon as I graduated from high school. And this pattern goes on through life for most of us. We start a path of growth and development, and then we hit a hard part or the messy middle and we stop. We don't know why, we just do. But the good news is, you can start again anytime. I believe one reason we don't grow is that we have misconceptions about growth. Dr. John C. Maxwell wrote a wonderful book called The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. And in it, he gives us some misconceptions that I believe we need to pay attention to. Number one is, we believe growth is automatic. We believe all we have to do is show up. And the evidence for this is that we all started out as babies and we grew into adults. But just because we've grown up doesn't mean we've grown in our life. Everything around us just grows, the trees, the grass, the flowers. So why wouldn't we just grow over time as we mature in age? Because as human beings, we revert to complacency. We have to be intentional about our growth, or we will be right back on the couch doing nothing. Number two is, we believe growth comes from gaining knowledge. If I just read more books, if I just know more things, then I will grow. Reading and learning are part of it, but reading and learning the right things, then applying them, is how we grow. Look, if you're not a botanist, you don't really need to know the intricacies of how leaves make food for trees. You don't need to be able to go on Jeopardy and answer all the questions, because that's not what helps you grow. Growth comes from applying what you've learned to your life and continually learning new things. The third misconception is, we think we have to be inspired to grow. The fact of the matter is, inspiration comes from doing something, not the other way around. If we start now, we will become inspired to grow. Because we have to begin somewhere in order to get somewhere else. The author Jim Rohn said, "We don't need inspiration, we need discipline. Inspiration comes when we begin to do things." The fourth misconception is, growth is always uphill. Once we get on the road to developing ourselves, we soon realize, like everything else in life, there are mountains and valleys. It's never a straight uphill journey. There will be dips, there will be detours, and there will be obstacles. What you have to do is make the commitment to keep coming back to your plan and not get discouraged. So why should we grow? What difference does it make in your life? The first thing we're going to notice is, we stop looking for quick fixes. When we stop looking for quick fixes, our relationships grow and change. The options in our career will broaden and deepen. The monk Thomas Merton put it this way, "Why do we have to spend our lives striving to be something we would never want to be if we only knew what we wanted? Why do we waste our time doing things which, if we only stop to think about them, are just the opposite of what we're made for?" The problem with quick fixes are, they never fix anything. If I use this app, I will lose weight. If I go to this gym, I will lose weight. If I do this or that. It's never about the quick fix. We're always changing from quick fix to quick fix to quick fix, instead of finding something that works and sticking with it. As you change, you stop looking for outside fixes, and you understand that moving to a new city or changing jobs or changing significant others won't fix the problem. The problem is always fixed by growth, and growth comes from the inside. The second reason we should grow is we will learn who we truly are. The longer we invest in ourselves, the more we learn about ourselves. Most of us will learn what psychiatrist Carl Jung called our shadow self or our false self. And this is the face we put on for the world to see. Jung said, your visions will become clear only when you can look into your own heart. Who looks outside dreams, who looks inside awakens. The more we invest in changing ourselves from the inside out, the more we learn about who we truly are on the inside. We learn what our full potential is. We learn we don't have to make everyone happy. And we learn what truly makes us happy. When we are intentional about personal growth and development, we open the door to understand ourselves in ways that most of us can't imagine. You know, we change so drastically because we think we show the face to the world that we truly are, and many of us find that that's not true. And when we grow, we can find our purpose. When we start out on the road to personal development, we may have our sights set on a certain destination. But as we grow, that location can change. Over time and continued growth, more of our purpose is revealed. If you've never spent any time in personal development, you can't just sit down and write a mission statement or a purpose statement. That's not true. We can do that, and I've done it. But the more you invest in yourself, that statement and trajectory change drastically. For most of my adult life, I thought I wanted to follow a certain career path. After doing what was required to become who I thought I was supposed to be, I realized that wasn't what I wanted. The more I grew, the more I moved away from that life and have become more than I ever dreamed I could be today. So if you really want to find your life mission, become the real you. So how do we start? First, we've got to be intentional. Like I said earlier, growth isn't automatic. You have to be intentional about everything you do, especially your personal development. Making a commitment and developing a plan will get us on the road. Remember that this plan will change from time to time. Nothing is set in stone, so go easy on yourself and let the process work. Keep coming back to your plan when you get off track. Because you will get off track. It's okay. Things will go differently than you think they will. We can't know the future, so we can't lay out a perfect plan every time. But you've got to make a plan. And that plan will look different for all of us. If you're just starting out, you'll need to have some foundational goals. So ask yourself some questions. What do I need to learn? Do I need to learn parenting skills? Do I need to learn relational skills or computer skills? Is there something I want to learn? Do you want to learn to meditate or how to cook? Whatever you need to do or want to learn will require some sort of plan to reach the goal. I can't tell you exactly what those goals will be because they're specific to you. Your goal may be to read 10 books this year and journal what you learn. Your plan will be to set aside time each day to read and journal. Another goal could be to listen to audiobooks while you drive instead of radio or music. And here's a side note, if you're a member of a public library, the Hoopla app, spelled H-O-O-P-L-A, or the Libby app, spelled L-I-B-B-Y, may be available for you. You can download free audiobooks from your library if you have a library card. So maybe the first step in those plans will be to get a library card. Another part of the plan will be set aside a certain amount of time each day, each week, and each month for growth opportunities. You've got to look at your calendar and set aside that time to grow. This is the intentional part. You have to decide what you need to do to grow and when you are going to do it. Start small if you can. No matter what form growth takes in your life, it will add up with each small step you take. Starting with small, manageable increments you can accomplish in quick succession shows your brain that you can grow. But the reverse can happen if you're just starting out. You can get overwhelmed and stop growing when you take off too fast. When you stop growing, it does the reverse of what small incremental growth does. When you give up, it just reinforces in your brain that this is too hard and I am never going to do it. So start small and work your way into it. And remember, there is no quick fix. If you want to grow to your full potential, whatever that is, it takes time. Sometimes it takes a long time. Sometimes it doesn't. Think of it this way. You can become pretty good at guitar in about 3 months if you practice 30 to 45 minutes a day. You can only become great at guitar in about 10 years of practicing every day. Either way, it takes practice and time to accomplish anything. So go easy on yourself and just keep going. Last thing, track your progress. Just like starting small, tracking your progress helps you see where you've come from. It builds and reinforces in your brain the fact that you're changing. And no matter how long it's taking, you're still changing and you need to see it. In business class, they taught us to keep a journal of all our successes, no matter how small. So you can ask yourself, what did I accomplish this week? Write it down, no matter how small. How does it make me feel? What can I use to build on these successes? Writing down all of your successes, big or small, will help you see over time that all these things that you've done to get where you are today. Take credit for who you are and what you've become. Don't hide behind phrases like, oh, well, it was luck, or it wasn't really that hard. You worked for this. You earned it. Don't ever take for granted the effort you put into anything. Okay, that brings us to the end of another podcast. So how are you going to use what we talked about today? What are some steps you can take to start your personal growth journey? Are you going to take responsibility for your growth? Are you going to be intentional about your growth? Can you make a plan? No matter what you do, remember, just don't stop. Keep coming back every time you get away from your plan, and you will grow over time. All right. Thanks for sticking around to the end. If you're looking for a coach, you can go to the Recapture Your Life website at recaptureyour.life and sign up for a free session. There is no obligation. There is no high-pressure sales. It'll just give us a chance to get to know each other. As always, please remember to like, follow, or subscribe on your favorite podcast provider. I'll be back in a couple of weeks where we'll be talking about silencing your inner critic. Talk to you then.